Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, so look, if you're trying to reach a larger audience, we need you guys to advertise with Rants and Gems.
We are the number one real estate podcast out here, and we have an amazing audience of people that would love to service and work with your businesses,
Absolutely. So we need you guys to email Jordana@rantsandgems.com. She's going to handle everything. We're going to make sure that your ads and your business get seen to the world. So email Jordana@rantsandgems.com.
Let's go.
Foreign investors are buying up America. That's what we're talking about today on Rants and Gems. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, license number 317576, better known as your broker extraordinaire. So this should be a real interesting topic today, Matt.
Look, foreign buyers are buying up all of America while us Americans are sitting here waiting for some crash, which makes absolutely no sense to me. Don't know why people keep waiting. We keep telling people, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. But they don't listen to us, Kiana. And now the foreigners are coming to America and they're buying up everything by the billions. See, we've been talking about the hedge funds and the institutional investors here in America buying up everything. But we haven't spoken about that foreign money that's now starting to come across the pond in droves, right? COVID kind of slowed them down a little bit, but now they are back. And let me tell you, all you people who are waiting for a crash or waiting for something magical to happen so you can get in the game, you're on the clock.
Oh, the clock is ticking. The clock has been ticking for these foreign nationals, foreign people to come into our country and buy all the land, purchase all the properties because they see the appreciation values. America is on sale. Remember when Kanye said that America is on sale and y'all need to go out and buy some land? Maybe we didn't like the way that he presented that information, but he was onto something when he said that. And what I would want to see from us is, you know, let's pay attention to the data. If they're coming to buy all the property, they're certainly not going to sell it back to America at a low cost. They're coming in to do a clean sweep so that way they can clean their money and have a solid investment because America is a solid investment.
Look,
that is how we have to look at it.
America is definitely a solid investment, and they're not just looking at residential properties. They're buying commercial properties. They're buying the residential. They're buying farmlands. Look at the Chinese billionaire. Some Chinese billionaire just bought 130,000 of acres in Texas. Some of this land next to U.S. Air Forces. And that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother conversation of why they're trying to buy land there, military. But they bought up this whole farm. They bought up this whole 130,000 areas to create a wind farm. Like, they're not playing around. They're going to try to buy everything that they can.
But you know what, though? We have to pay attention to. We just had this balloon from China floating over America. Mm-hmm. And we're watching it on the news. It's floating over. And they're just saying, they're just doing this. Oh, we're just floating this balloon. It's not a big deal. No, they are spying. And they're looking at the land that is available. They're looking at places. And you can see the Air Force bases. I'm not surprised that it ended in North Carolina, right? Think about it.
Big military.
I am from North Carolina. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. It is a
shout out to Vietnam.
Vietnam is a military hub. You have Fort Bragg, and you have the Air Force Base. That Army base is the largest Army base in America. There is a reason that this is happening, but we're just not paying enough attention. So they're going to come and buy this land. And it's going to be adjacent to, my prediction, it will probably be adjacent to other places that are going to be military bases. What are we going to do about it?
Look, at some point, the government is definitely going to have to intervene. I mean, in Texas, you know, you have a Republican senator who's proposing a ban seeking to stop Chinese citizens and companies from buying land, homes or any other real estate in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott announced his support last month, and he said on Twitter that he would sign this bill with no issues, right? I think the government is definitely going to have to step in and try to create some sort of ban or proposal to limit foreign investors, not just China, but all the foreign investors from all over the world coming into America and buying up everything. Because we don't know what none of these people have planned, right?
They
could just be investing, but a lot of people don't like Americans at the end of the day. They may smile on our face, but a lot of us, we've been in London. We see how those people was looking at us over there in the UK. Someone was looking at us kind of crazy.
You know, I can.
But shout out to our UK massive. I love them over there. But some of them was looking at us crazy.
I think it's because America, we're so free. You know, we really discount the fact that we are really free to go about and do how we please. And other countries, they have so much red tape and so many restrictions. So when we go over to their country, a lot of times we be out of order. I was a witness to a couple things that were out of order. When we were in London, but it's because we're so free here. So when you look at it, I'm looking at the data here. According to the National Association of Realtors, buyers from China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong spent an average of over $1 million per transaction to purchase existing homes, with a third of those homes involving the acquisition of property, which is 31% in California. So that tells us that they believe in the value of our country. But when we go to their countries, they look at us because we don't take advantage of the freedom that we have. And that freedom is what? What is that freedom? We have the freedom to buy real estate. Mm-hmm. We have that freedom and the ability to do so. So if we're not taking advantage of those opportunities, certainly the foreign buyers see the opportunity and they're going to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. I mean, look at these stats that the National Association of Realtors provided. They said China spent $6.1 billion on U.S. properties in 2022, more than any other country. But Canada's not too far behind. They spent a whopping $5.5 billion. India spent $3.6 billion. Mexico, $2.9 billion. Brazil, $1.6 billion. And Colombia, $1 billion worth of real estate.
Wow.
Like, that's incredible. Let me add this up. That's 11, 14, 16. That's like $21 billion from six countries, right? Imagine all the other little, we didn't get into Africa and all these other places that are probably buying here in America. So again, while our people are sitting here with the freedom, as you just stated, to go out here and buy real estate, a lot of us are choosing to sit on the sidelines. I don't know why, because I don't know what you're waiting for. At some point, you probably ain't going to have nothing to buy because institutional and foreign investors are not playing right now.
And that is exactly what we're afraid of. You know, as a professional, we've been stating this and we've been talking about this for quite some time. And now the time is up. The time has absolutely come. And if you are not interested in buying houses and buying real estate, and you don't see the value of buying real estate after listening to episodes of our podcast, Rants and Gems, after doing your own research, after Matt dropping video after video about the value of real estate, after you watching family after family be happy about buying and selling their real estate from my side, if you're still not convinced that real estate is a solid option, I don't know what else we can do to convince you, especially when you have other countries that are more convinced than the people that are just right here in the States. It's going to be very interesting to watch, you know, the foreign buyers come over. And I wonder what their plans to do with that land. We already see what they're doing with the investment properties. When they're buying a property, they're not buying a property to sell it. They're actually buying it to rent. So we're going to create forever renters. And just like they were afraid that Wall Street would become America's landlord, I think we should be even more afraid that foreign buyers will become America's landlord. What happens to our market share then?
Good questions. Good questions. Type in chat. If answer the question, what are your thoughts on what Kiana just said? Type it in the chat right now. But let's go to this next slide. Let's focus back on China real quick, right? U.S. states where Chinese investors are buying property. So this is the percentage of where that $6.1 billion went last year. A whopping 31% went in California alone. Think about what's in California, lots of farmland and things of that nature, right? They're buying up everything in California. Then where else they got? New York, 10%. There's always foreign money in New York because it's New York, right? So that doesn't really surprise me. But, I mean, look at Florida. Florida, they're going down there buying up a bunch of stuff. Shit, even in
Arizona. That's 7%.
Yeah, 7% in Florida of that money went. But the whopping one is California 31% and New York with 10%. The two biggest and most richest states in probably in America. And
they are.
They're not trying to hold back. Look, even places like Tennessee, shit, what's that? Indiana? 7%?
Right. That's what I was looking up. Like, I was like, wow, 4% Indiana. I wonder what's going on up there.
Were Illinois 4%, Indiana 7%.
Yeah.
South Carolina 2%, NC 3%. And like you said, that's where the army bases are in the Carolinas. Look, things gonna get interesting.
I think what they're doing is they're going to any place there's a lot of open land. And let's think about what do any of these states have in common? What is the common denominator? New York is a booming city, right? New York actually has per capita, of course, you guys have the highest earners, highest income. California, same thing. I don't know about the other states, but we're trying to find a correlation. Either or, the biggest correlation is that they're buying land, farmland, commercial property, and residential property. So they see the investment in America, and it's spread out across America.
Yeah, and they said nearly 6 out of 10 Chinese buyer and 69% of Canadian investors made all cash purchases. Wow. 6 That's out huge. Of 10 and 69%. So 60% of Chinese buyers and 69% of Canadian buyers made all cash purchases. We can't compete with that.
There's no way to compete. If you are a second time buyer, right? Let's just say you are a second time experienced buyer and you have some money saved and you've taken a HELOC or you just saved your money, you're still getting a loan. You cannot compete with a cash buyer in America, and certainly is going to be hard to compete with a foreign investors because when they come over, they're not emotionally attached to these properties. They're coming for a specific reason. If the numbers align and they make sense, they purchase the property. So when we think about it from that standpoint, my recommendation for us, the people that are Americans and you want to invest and you're looking to invest, is get started now. Focus on how you can invest now and get your first house. If you don't own a house, still invest in your second home, but I do feel like time is of the essence because there's a few things happening right now. Interest rates are going up, inventory is getting lower, and the inventory that we have is being purchased right now in bulk by foreign investors. So the only way to catch up is to get in the game.
It's the only way to catch up is getting in the game. And you know, you got 70% basically, 60 to 70% of the top two countries buying the cash. So those other 30 to 40% of those investors are getting financing. What people don't realize that a foreign investor can get funding here in America. You know, we do foreign national loans all the time. It only requires a 30% down payment, right? See? And in some areas, you know, their money is more valuable than a dollar too, so they get more bang for their buck. And it doesn't take a lot to get qualified for a foreign national program. You know, there's no U.S. credit score needed. You know, you can do a loan amount of minimum of $75,000. You have some banks that will go up to $3 to $4 million for a foreign national loan. Right. And we're using the same type of calculations, DSCR calculations, like we do when we're buying, when Americans are buying investment properties themselves. It's the same calculation. So if you guys follow me, you know, I always talk about DSCR loans and stuff like that. But they only need 12 months of reserves required, and it must be in a U.S. bank. Right. But think about it. HSBC is global.
Yes. Right?
So as long as you have the money in like a HSBC, which is also here in America, then we can use those bank statements, or you have to put it in a U.S.-based bank. But it's not difficult to get approved as a foreign national, right? But and most importantly, you have to have an eligible visa to come to America. So there's not a lot of restrictions for a foreign investor to get approved for financing here in America. So we have two problems here. We have the big boys who got all the cash that just can go buy up all the bulk. That's the foreign investors. And then you have the other foreign investors that may not have all the cash to go cash these properties out, but they can leverage down payments, 30%. They can capital raise with their other foreign investor friends and come over here and see a guy like MG and get 70% financing. Like, so when we always say, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. This is one of the things that we mean. Like, if there is a crash, what makes you think in God's green earth that you're going to be able to compete with the institutional investors on Wall Street and also the foreign investors all around the world? You're not.
You're not going to be able to compete. What's going to happen is you're just going to be waiting on the sidelines, and you're going to find it more and more difficult for you to own property. You know, there's no way to get around it. I think that we're always looking for a way out, and I understand it, right? Everybody cannot afford to get the house that they want or the house that they love, but get a house. It doesn't have to be that you, the one you love, because when the foreign investors come to America, they're not coming like, do I love this house? They're looking at the numbers. These numbers make sense because it's a solid investment, and know that whether it's your first house or your second house, third door, 40 doors, it's an investment. So I think we have to start thinking about it from that standpoint and not being so emotionally attached to the purchasing of a home. Of course, you know, we're in Black History Month, right? I know we have a amazing Black History episode coming, but it wasn't too long ago where we couldn't purchase property as minorities. And I think that we can no longer use that as an excuse when foreigners, they're actually a minority as well in America, but they see the value in America. Do you see what I mean? So as Black people, especially minorities, I think we need to just catch up and get ourselves in the game. This is not a scare tactic. These are real numbers, and these houses are closing every day. One of my listings actually has a foreign investor from Toronto. And this listing is $2 million, and it has been the smoothest ride to closing I've experienced. All they cared about was the numbers. They saw the house one time, and they were in the house for 10 minutes. It was all about the number. This is the projections. They're just buying something to store their money because they see the value appreciation coming, because they're looking at it as an investment. They're not emotionally attached. We have to start thinking the same way.
Yeah, we have to start being CEOs and stop being emotional home buyers. And I firmly believe that. I mean, it's something we've been preaching for almost 2 years on Rants and Gems, that there's no reason to wait. It's up and it's stuck. I know we haven't said that in a while, but appreciation.
I say it every day, B. I say it every day.
Well, because Atlanta's truly up and stuck right now. But, you know, real talk, the home still appreciated. In 2022, homes still appreciated on average 10%. Some places like Atlanta, 15%+. Real estate on average over the last 60 years has appreciated 4.5% annually. So this is not normal appreciation we've seen 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And right now, even if it goes down to normalcy, it's still appreciation. And when you understand equity, when you understand cash on cash returns, and you understand how to really invest, you're not sitting here worried about, well, is the market going to crash? No, you're just going to buy smart, buy right, and you're going to keep buying if you have the capital to do so, because you are an investor. And what our community really needs to do is just get off the sideline, man. Like, fuck all of this other BS. Stop waiting, man. Learn the game. Don't matter what level you are on. Don't matter if you ain't got the credit, the capital right now. still put your time in getting educated, because that's one big thing that our community lacks is education when it comes to home buying or investing. And we do our best on Rants and Gems, our personal pages, to kind of give you guys all the insights and all the information that you would need. We just now need you guys to execute. And don't let these headlines, when you hear like foreign investors are buying up everything or institutional investors are buying everything, don't let that stop you. Who cares? Like Jordana was asking us, are you guys concerned about this? Yes, I had to put you on the spot, Jordana, because we love you. Right? She's right next to me, by the way, y'all. But she asked us this question earlier, and I said, what am I worried about the Chinese spending $6.1 billion for? What does that have to do with me, number one? Can I stop them from spending $6.1 billion? Absolutely not. And can America stop them? At some point, they can if they propose a ban, but that can open up a whole nother can of worms, because America is so indebted to China, they could be like, yo, we want all our money back right now. And it could just be a whole shit show, right? So I don't know how that's going to play out, and I don't really want to get into to politics of it. But for me, when I see investors investing, whether you're institutional or foreign, it just says to me, okay, real estate is the play. So let me get in the game and continue to be in the game and do what I have to do on my end, not sit here being concerned about what other people are doing. I can only control my moves.
That's the best way to think. I think that we are always so worried about what the next person is doing or what they are or are not doing. But if we were to say, you know what, let me take a step back, focus on my goals, my pockets, that means your budget, what you can afford. If you just focus on your goals, what you can afford and what you need to do, you'll be much better off. What we are saying, though, is foreign investors are coming. As a matter of fact, foreign investors are here. It's already happening. So not only are you competing against foreign investors, you're also competing against institutional investors that are here in America. So you can't do anything about it. All you can do is control your mindset, control your budget, and make sure you still get in the game. And the best way to get in the game is to get started. Get started with the plan. You know, and I think that that would be the best advice for all of our investors. If you're listening right now, I want you to drop some gems in the comments and just really think to yourself, you can still buy a house. You're still going to be able to buy a house. It's not going to be the house that you love. It may not be the house of your dreams. It may not have everything you're looking for, but you can buy a house. Let's focus on the positive here, that you have the right to buy a house. You have the resources that we've given you from Rants and Gems to purchase a home. All you have to do is execute, because you're not going to be able to stop them.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Since you segued into investors and our people becoming investors, right? You're launching your investment department of Watson Realty Co. Yes. Tell us a little bit about this, and tell us how our audience can use Watson Realty Co., not just in Georgia, because I think people think you're just to Georgia, and you're not, right? So kind of explain to us how we can work with Watson Realty Co. to get our investments up.
So what I'm doing is I'm launching the investment department because I realize there are a lot of people that just want to come to invest. And they're not looking for the big fancy first time home. They want a duplex, they want a quadruplex, they want to get an income producing property. So we're launching this department and we're partnering with other agents across the globe to come together and help you guys from helping you understand the value of the properties, Making sure that you understand what the estimated ARVs are, that's the after repair values of every property, and having someone guide you when it comes to if you want to flip a property or not flip a house, right? Buying something together. So I feel like it's very important to create that department with Watson Realty Co. because most companies don't have it. And I get a lot of leads and people that come looking to buy investment properties. And I have actually tested this department for the last 6 months. And shout out to the person that's going to head it up here at Watson Realty Co. They've closed about 6 or 7 people, straight investors, in that with the systems and processes that we have in place. So I know that it works. We've already tested without fully launching it. So with this launch, we're going to be able to really take care of you guys, because I know it's always a question, is she investor friendly? Are they investor friendly? Everyone in this department will not only be investor friendly, every person in this department also are investors themselves. So they understand to how to run these numbers, protect your investment. They're not going to help you buy the big fancy first time home buyer house. That's me. But they will. Now I'm going to go with the shameless plug. But they will put you in a position to invest and get you some returns on your investment. And I am partnering with agents, again, all over the globe to do this. So when we drop this link, I really want to make sure that you guys have the resources, the funding, the information, be able to work with the Garland Mortgage Group, right? Make sure that we have everything in one-stop shop to get you to the closing table. So you really don't have any excuses about buying that investment property. You have the right department and the right people on your side.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm super excited about this department opening that you guys are launching, because I think it's very important for real estate agents and loan officers to understand the investing game. You know, there's nothing wrong with buying the big over-the-top first house or second house or third house, whatever it is, right? We love the primary residence play. We love jumbo loans. But in order for us to really build true wealth and cash flow, we have to invest. And the real estate professional, where we are like, what do you call that? Who's the person, like the guard dog or whatever?
The
like,
gatekeepers.
The gatekeepers. We are the gatekeepers. I said the guard dog. We are the gatekeepers for our community to go out here and build wealth. And it's very important that real estate agents and loan officers are well-versed on this topic. And a lot of us are not. And it's pretty sad when you speak to some agents and they say, hey, I got this investment deal. And you look at the deals like, this ain't no investment deal. This is a primary residence. This ain't for no investor. And they're like, yo, what you talking about? I'm like, and then you start breaking down the numbers and it's like, it's over their head. So yeah. I'm happy that you're going to be offering a lot of training for your staff and the agents that you partner up with nationwide. I got actually having a webinar next Wednesday and Thursday as a part of EYL University, Powered by Recession Proof, where we're focused on, it's for the real estate professionals, for the loan officers, for the realtors, and we're teaching you about real estate investing, how to work with investors, how to work with foreign investors. And on the VIP day, which is next Thursday, that's going to be like social media, branding, marketing, and all that good stuff, right? So I'll put the link in the chat for anybody who, any real estate professional. Again, this is for real estate professionals only. This is not for the traditional home buyer or home investor. This is dedicated to the real estate agents, because I feel like for us, Kiana, it's our duty for us to educate our community, our licensed community, because we do a lot with the consumers.
Absolutely.
Do an awful lot with the consumers. We put a lot of content out there for the consumers. And the realtors and loan officers, they're definitely tapped in. But it's a different language that we get to speak to them. And quite frankly, if you learn this out of the business, like I was telling you earlier today, I spoke to one of your developers, right?
Yeah.
To get them funding for a couple of their new projects. Like once you learn this out of the business and you start working with developers, builders, landlords, things of that nature, it doesn't matter if the economy is up or down or interest rates are up and down. These folks are still going to buy, and they're going to go out here and buy at scale. And us as licensed transactional professionals, that is a very important part of our business. That keeps us going when things are slowing down with those regular traditional home buyer and home sellers. So I encourage all in real estate agents tap in with this webinar, but also tap in with Kiana and the Agent Tools for Success, because they do a lot of investing stuff over there as well. So you guys got to learn this information, because look, we just $21 billion almost, or a little bit more, just in 5 countries was spent investing in America.
Absolutely.
Why we're not doing those deals?
And that's the biggest thing. You know, think about getting in. You know, we have to think bigger than this. Let's switch our hats, right? Let's talk to the real estate professionals. What if you get one of these foreign investors as your client? And they're coming in and they're spending at scale and buying at scale. If you understand the art of investing and running numbers, you're going to have a client that you're going to be able to really get a big deal off of every single year. And know it's always about the numbers, you know, and this is going to diversify your real estate, your portfolio of clients as well. So that way you can have, you can go through the ebbs and flows, because these people don't care about the ebbs, or it seems like they're just coming in no matter what to invest in America, right? You know, right now we've seen a slowdown in applications for first time buyers. Now they're picking back up with the mortgage applications. But even though they've picked back up, we're still seeing record number of first time buyers back out of deals, and they're happening right. What happens? Why are they backing out the deals? They're backing out the deals right when they get the numbers, when the house is under contract and they really start seeing those numbers for what they are. It's like we have this thing in our head, it's cheaper to buy than it is to rent. Not necessarily. And as long as you got to keep that in your forefront, not necessarily for a consumer, it may cost you the same dollar amount per month. The difference is that dollar amount that you're investing in your mortgage is actually going to help you build equity for the long term. So we just got to educate ourselves more about the value of real estate investing as a whole.
No, 100%. And to piggyback on one of your points about the home buyers backing out of contracts, right?
Yes. Look,
last week, the Feds raised the rate 0.25%, right? The markets knew this was going to happen. The rates were already positioned. The mortgage rates were already positioned for this 0.25% rate. Literally within 24 hours after that, 30-year mortgage rates dropped to 5.99%, right?
Wow.
On a 30-year conventional mortgage. That was last Thursday. It's Wednesday today. The 30-year average right now is almost 6.5%, right?
Wow.
So the folks who were thought like, oh, the rates drop, I want to get pre-approved, I want to go back in the market. Now when the rates drop back up, and now we update you with today's pricing, because you, like you said, you might have found the house, you want to make an offer, what's the numbers? Well, your rate ain't under 6% no more. It's like 6.7 now. And now those numbers don't make sense for you no more, right? That's how, I hate to call it emotional, but it's an emotional transaction.
It
when
is.
You're dealing with a traditional home buyer who's looking for a place to live, because they're looking at, what's my mortgage payment? How much are my utilities? Can I really afford this? Right? And as a transactional professional, if you banking on that one deal, that two deal to come in, and those contracts come in, and then now they get the numbers and it's like, yo, we can't afford this, we gotta back out, yo, you're done. Now
yes.
You back to the drawing board as a real estate professional. And that sucks. We've all been there. And this is why we're harping on, yo, we as professionals need to learn the investing game and need to learn how to source these type of investors so
Correct.
Our business and ultimately feeding our families will continue
yes.
without no issues.
Yes.
So realtors, loan officers, y'all need to tap in with this, man, because this is extremely important for you guys for the rest of this year, because this is going to be like this all year, these ebbs and flows. If you're not working with investors right now, and if you don't know how to work with investors, you definitely need to tap in because your business needs it.
And that is such a great point. You know, we want to, and let's go beyond that. As real estate professionals, once we learn the game and we learn how to represent these foreign investors, make sure you know the game for yourself. Make sure you understand how to buy that first and second and third investment property, and buy it in a way. It depends on your, you know, your how is it? What is it? Basically, it depends on how much risk you want to take. But you have to have some investments for yourself as well. You know, you can't be a real estate professional out here and you don't own property and you don't understand how it works to buy multiple properties, because there are people that are not investors. They're just first time buyers that will now be second and third time buyers looking to get that cash flowing property. And if you can't represent them, they'll find someone that can.
That is a fact. That is a fact. So when are you guys launching this department? When is the official launch date?
The official launch date is going to be on March 1st. So we'll go ahead and launch it. Official launch date, March the 1st. It'll have its own link to a website so you can fill out your information and you know exactly who to contact, how to get in touch with us. So I'm excited about this department. I feel like it's a great way for us to make sure we're serving everybody. And also have a department for agents so they can really learn. So the good thing is the person I have heading this department, they are absolutely well-versed in investing, flipping houses, understanding the power of numbers. She does a lot of off-market deals. She has about 15, 20 properties right now off-market, and she just shops them around. She is a true investor's agent, and you guys will completely benefit from being in this network.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the Watson Realty call again, man. That office is spectacular. It smells good. Me and Toots enjoyed our time there. And I'm coming back to train Watson Realty Co. on some investing products because when we sat with your agents, they had a good time.
Oh, yeah, they had a great time. They love every time you come, MG. They enjoy the information. They know that you are coming from a place of value. And you encourage them. You encourage them to do more than what they're already doing because you can't help but speak on branding. And I thank you for that because some of them really need it because they don't want to just hear it from me. I'm like, say something.
I made them go in your content room.
I know.
They showed you the videos?
They told me. I said, listen, you got to do the work.
I'm going to send you the videos because I don't think they posted it yet.
They be scared, Matt. And I told them, scared does not make you any money. You have to get out here and tell people like your knowledge. Can we think about when we first started? When I first was on Instagram in front of my little camera in my car, it wasn't perfect, but the information is what was there. I think we're always worried about things being perfect. The information is what counts the most. And what I love about what we're creating with Rants and Gems is we're giving you guys real information to be successful in real estate. Whether you're a first-time buyer, second-time buyer, or a real estate professional or mortgage professional, we're going to guide you to greatness. That's what this channel is about.
Agreed. Rants and Gems to the moon, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think, Jordana? Rants and Gems to the moon, Jordana?
I like Rants and Gems to the moon.
She said to the moon. Drop some rocket ships in the comment if you want Rants and Gems to the moon. Make sure y'all go on. Quick commercial break. Go to wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple. Make sure you download Rants and Gems. Leave a 5-star review and rate us 5 stars. I said rate us 5 stars already. I said it twice. Yep. But whatever. You know what I mean. Download it and rate us 5 stars and share it with your whole community because we need to be the number one real estate podcast in the world. So look, we're coming up on time.
Oh, a shameless plug. We got to do a shameless plug though.
Okay, go ahead.
Another shameless plug is, please make sure you comment below, what do you want to hear from us? We do not want to give you guys content that you do not want. If you want more, whatever you want more content of, and you are fans of Rants and Gems, please drop it in the chat. Our producers, they pay attention so we can make sure we're delivering the news that you can absolutely use on your journeys. And another thing, I just want you guys to just take a soft note. It's going to be sometime spring.
Okay.
The Rants and Gems breaking live news alert. Listen, breaking news alert.
Breaking news alert.
Spring, the Rants and Gems live experience will be coming to Atlanta.
This is going to be bigger than Beyonce tour.
I'm going to have to claim that one. All right. Even though, you know, I love me some B. Rants and Gems, we up in there like that. We got it.
Yes.
So definitely mark your calendars just for spring. We'll announce the date soon. We miss you guys. We can't wait to have you come out and feel your energy, interview some great guests, and really talk about this wonderful world of real estate. It's going to be incredible.
First stop, Wakanda.
Yes.
First stop,
ATL Shorty.
ATL Shorty. Peace up, ATL down. We are coming to Atlanta for the Rants and Gems Live Experience Tour. First stop is in Atlanta. Dates to be announced soon. Now, if you came to when we first started Rants and Gems, it was a whole experience. We had the catered food. I'm not talking about finger foods. We had mac and cheese and lobster rolls and lamb chops and all types of ish. We had the wine, the red and whites flowing like unlimited. And then you had me and Kiana like doing what we do with dope guests, live studio audience. I think we was capping at like 75 to 100 people. We used to have, we had Q&As on every episode. We were taking pictures with everybody. I mean, it was just truly, it was honestly, it was like a conference.
It really was. With you. It really was.
It wasn't a podcast. It was a conference.
No, it was a conference. And we had some amazing guests. So we definitely want to kind of dig in our bag real deep, find some real incredible guests to come to this experience. You know, it'll be bigger. It'll be better. But it will be the same vibes. It will be a live taping of our podcast. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to bring it back.
If one thing's for sure and two things for certain, Kiana's going to have me in a suit. She's going to have decor. Shout out to Tori. Tori's going to have to come and decorate. There's going to be a set. There's going to be a vibe. Do not come if you're not looking grown and sexy, please, because you will feel underdressed.
Yes. This is what it's about.
Please overdress if you can, because this is going to be a whole experience.
And that's what we need. We need to do an experience and really give knowledge and have a good time. And, you know, our viewers and people that really tune into us, we want to make sure we hear from you guys. We want to, you know, touch, feel you. We want to make sure that you are getting the information you deserve. And we want to have a good time. That's
absolutely
what it's about.
Dates to follow, but the first stop will be in Atlanta in April. We'll let you guys know more details probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So make sure you guys stay tapped into us here on Earn Your Leisure Network, but also on Kiana's personal page and also MG The Mortgage Guy's page on Instagram too. So go to Kiana Watson or go to MG The Mortgage Guy on Instagram and just stay tapped in with us. So that way you don't miss this, because I'm telling you, the guests that we're going to have is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And they come in to teach. They're not coming to play. They are coming to teach. So this is dope. And as always, if you want to work with us, you can go to KianaWatson.com. If you want to work with Watson Realty Co., not only do they service Georgia, they service America. So if you're looking to buy, sell, you know, invest, KianaWatson.com. And if you're looking for funding, we're licensed in 21 states, whether you're buying a primary investment property, second home, commercial, go to applywithmg.com. Or links will be in the description to book a consultation with me or my team. So we are happy. We not only want to educate you guys, we want you guys to work with us as well. We want to help you guys get to the closing table, and let's close this gap in real estate like ASAP.
All right.
Any final words, Kiana?
My final words are, MG, you kind of covered everything, but shout out to the ATFS squad, Agent Tools for Success. Matt didn't, we didn't have a chance to really talk about how, you know, we had that great experience.
That was fire.
It was a great weekend. Matt came out. So many people came out to celebrate the wins of the agents from my online training platform. They're all over the world, all throughout America. Some people in Europe, some people, you know, shameless plug in Africa. So if you are interested in more real estate training, please go to agenttoolsforsuccess.com. That is my online real estate training academy. That's pretty much it.
You know what I want to do? Because even when I was there and I was talking to them, I was telling them I was going to have a webinar for real estate professionals. Because when I was on your stage and I started talking that investment stuff, and like even in that room, it was like, what is it, 80 people in there?
Yeah.
Probably 10 of them was like, we own investment properties and we understand investing. The rest really didn't. So I was like, you know, they kept on coming to me at the event, like, yo, we need to learn more. I was like, I'm going to do a webinar. So what I want to do to add more value to your community, my webinar is going to be a paid webinar, but I want to invite them all who was in that room. I want to invite them for free.
Perfect. I'll let the ATFS VIPs, I'll let them know they can come and get that education, because they are really going to appreciate that.
Yeah, so I told them I was going to charge them, but you know, it's Kiana, so I can't charge them.
I appreciate you.
So I'm not going to charge them. I'll give them access for free. So I'll send you the link and everything like that tonight. So that way you can send it over to them. But they invested into their business, and I want them to be able to, because they were hungry. Like they want to learn. So I want to be able to make sure that they are VIPs for this webinar, and they get all the gems that we're going to be teaching next week, Wednesday and Thursday, for the 2-day investing webinar for real estate professionals. So my gift to them, Kiana, because I had a good time that night, and I'm proud of you. You killed it. Like, this shit was top notch. I ain't gonna hold you up. That was so fly. I'm so proud.
I appreciate that.
I need some pictures. I gotta post some more of those pictures. Those pictures fly as hell.
Listen, I was going back through them. I said, you know what? I need to repost a couple of these.
That's a fact.
Even the ones with me and you, we about to save them though. That's our promos. We need to save them for the promo.
Let's wait till the flies are made.
Hold tight. Hang tight. It's coming soon. But I'm extremely excited about what we're building. And with Rants and Gems coming back to the live experience and coming back to the fundamentals of just educating ourselves on real estate, immersing ourselves in this field, and executing. So I'm excited about that.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about investors are investing, whether it's institutional, foreign investors, mom and pop. Like me as a real estate professional, I want all the business. I don't care who's investing. Wherever it's coming from, I want every penny. So look, does it bother me? Hell no. I just want you to call me so I can help you get the funding as well. Like, let's get some real estate. I don't care if you black, white, yellow, pink. I want to close deals with everybody, man. So shout out to everybody who's investing. Shout out to our community. We really want y'all to be investing. We want your business as well. We want to help you get to the closing table. And again, go to audio, download, like, comment, share, subscribe. Send this video out to 10 people. And that's all I got.
That's all I got too.
There you have it. Matt Garland, we out of here. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
Keanu Watson, license number 317576, better known as your broker extraordinaire. Thank you guys for tuning in to another incredible episode of the Rants and Gems Show.
Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.